Good morning. Welcome to worship on this beautiful day. We're so glad that you're here as we turn our focus to God's love for us and our love for the world. Lots of things going on. Check your announcements. I've got a few I need to highlight, though. If you are going to Houston with us, if you are going on that youth gathering trip, we need to get together with you and your parents one final time to go over final details. I have some things that need to be signed, and we have to have health insurance card copies. We're going to try to do that meeting 2 weeks from today, immediately after church. Shouldn't take more than 15 minutes or so. If you're not able to be there, please see me so we can work something out, because we need to make sure we are all on the same page about those things. As we move towards summer, some things always happen a little differently in the summer, and one of those things is that the choir does not meet during the summer, and so we invite you all to share your musical gifts with us. That sign-up sheet is up out here, so if you'd be willing to provide music one Sunday, please sign up on that sheet and encourage your friends. And then one thing we're going to try this summer is a scholarship fundraiser that it's going to happen out here at the Ball Field in a Sunday night in June. We're going to ask folks if they'd be willing to bring a freezer full of ice cream. We're going to have hot dogs and just fellowship time, accept donations, and we would love to get a softball game going just among Holly Grove folks who show up with a glove and maybe a bat. So consider if that's something you might be willing to participate in. And this is going to be a very friendly game, so we're encouraging those of all experience levels. If this is something that was a part of your life and you want to get out there for an inning even, bring your glove and we'll throw a ball around. That'd be fun. So hope you can join us for that. Check out these other announcements. We are on baby watch at my house. We've decided we're going to have a baby, and we'd like it to be soon. We don't have a lot of control over that at this stage. And so Carrie is 2.5 weeks out from her due date, so I feel like anything could happen anytime, and I may be telling you that for the next month. But just so that you're aware, that's coming, and that I'll be out for a little while when that happens. There will, of course, be provisions made if there are pastoral care needs. You can run that by Neil Clark, who's our council president, and we've got folks signed up to cover all of those things. And I'm going to be trying my best to be present with my family and adjusting in the ways that we need to adjust, which means that I will be trying my best to step back from things around here for a little while. But I'll be back, and better than ever, maybe? I don't know. We'll see. But that's the situation. Also, notice on the toward the back of your bulletin, there's one of these flyers for our motorcycle ride. We're going to be doing this in a few weeks to raise money for the backpack program. I was asking, and I think we're around 50 now backpacks that we're doing. Is that right, Tony? We're around 50 a week for kids. It's a tremendous ministry. I don't ride motorcycles at all. I likely never will, but this is a wonderful ministry. And so we're going to support it through this motorcycle ride. You may ride, you may, like me, not ride, but know people who might. Please help us spread the word on this. Get it out any way you can. There's some flyers in the back. We do want to use a different email address. We've got Wendy Lore at ymail on this flyer. We would love it to be wendylore12@gmail. We'll correct that for next week. But if you got questions, Wendy's right here. Just ask her what the question is, and she'll tell you. You might have seen these in your bulletin today or with your bulletin. They need foster parents in Davidson County. I don't have any specific connection to this ministry or know a lot about it, except to say that caring for children, you can't go wrong. That is certainly Christ's ministry. Consider if that is something you or someone you know would be called to. And then I found this up here on the pulpit recently. This is a thank you card from some of the kids at Davis Townsend who are recipients of our backpack program. Thank you for our food and snacks, DT. And so you can take a look at this. from Brooke and Adam and Zakoya and Autumn and Billy and London and Zoe, and a lot of names I have a hard time reading, frankly. But these are kids that we are touching every week through this ministry, so thank you for supporting that. Help us get the word out about this motorcycle ride. We're trying to get a newspaper article set up this week, too, so those things are all in the works. Are there other announcements we should be aware of? Yes, ma'am, Libby. Is it at Central Boys or is it downtown? Do you know the concert? It's at the Civic Center. Thank you, yeah. And we have been the beneficiary of some of their music over the years too. Yep. That band at Central has been a blessing for us in this community for sure. Yep, absolutely. Thank you. That's May the 24th. Other announcements. Are we doing any prayer shawls this morning? I don't believe we are. We wish happy birthday this week then to Billy, Allison, Rosala, George, and we wish happy anniversary to Lynn and Latifah and to Chad and Caroline. Are there other folks we should add to that list? Let's pray for those folks. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Stand as our worship continues on page 94 in the front of your book. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by Christ's authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who you love joys beyond understanding. Pour into our hearts such love for you that, loving you above all things, we may obtain your promises, which exceed all we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. If the children will head this way for the children's message.
All right. So I'm going to actually drop hands for just a second because I'm going to give you a bow. Okay. Gracie, you hold the bow. Now we're going to play a game called Pass It On. Okay. Now, so what we're going to simply do is you're going to pass it to Gavin. Gavin will pass it to Isabel. Isabel will pass it to me. You think you can do it? Okay. Good. So this ball right here is going to stand for God loving Jesus. Okay? And we're going to hear Pastor Matt say, as the Father has loved me. So that's Jesus saying that his Father God has loved him. Okay? All right, Gracie, hold that one. All right. Now, we're going to try to pass two balls at one time, okay? So as soon as you start passing, I'm going to pass you this second ball. Ready? Go. Very good. So this ball stands for Jesus's love for his disciples, and which that includes us, right? So Pastor Matt's also going to say, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. So God loves who? Jesus. And Jesus loves us. Okay? God loved Jesus, so he passed on the love. And then Jesus passed the love to us. Now the third part that Pastor Matt's going to say is, Jesus says to love each other as I've loved you. So God loved Jesus. We pass that on. Jesus loves us. We pass that on. So now we've got to get the third ball going, and we've got to pass it on to each other. You ready? Okay. Oh, no. Oh, no. Do you see a ball? Oh, I've run out of balls. Isabel, did you take one this morning? Oh, man, I'm supposed to have another ball. Well, I don't, so I guess we just need to sit down in a circle. Just sit down, and I'll just tell you the rest. I'm so sorry. We've run out. You know what we do as humans sometimes? we run out of love for each other, just like I ran out of balls. Sometimes we forget to love one another. Do you think that ever happens? Do you think God ever runs out of love? Let's see. I'm going to head up here to the altar a minute, see what God thinks about all this. Do you think that God ever runs out of love? No. And so even when we forget to love each other, if we'll go back to God and if we'll say, God, I need a little help here, guess what? He'll give us that love to share with one another. So can we keep passing on that love? Yeah. All right, let's say a prayer. You ready? Dear God, thank you for Jesus, who receives your love and then shares it with others. Help us to learn how to pass love on. Amen. Now, can y'all help me get my balls back in my bag? You are good at it. Thank you, guys. And I think we have children's church.
While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these peoples who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. Here ends the reading. The psalm for today is Psalm 98 and will be read responsively. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory.
The Lord has made known his victory. He has
You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Make a joyful noise. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody.
With trumpets and the sound of the horn.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it.
Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills sing together for joy.
At the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. The second reading is from 1 John chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God conquers the world, and this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. Here ends the reading.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I've said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." This is the gospel of the Lord. I want you to think this morning about moments of joy in your life. I mean, really, bring up something. Picture it in your mind. Get a moment of joy in your head and think about it. Where are you? What's there? Where's the joy coming from? Get an image in your mind, what seems to be at the center of that joy, and hold on to it. And I'm going to give you a moment to do that. Picture some moment of joy. Okay, so now I hope you've got something in your head, and I bet I can guess what many of you were thinking of, the kinds of things you were picturing when you thought of joy, and actually I think Chip has that on the screen for us. Yeah, if you can see that from the back, who had traffic laws for when two vehicles arrive at the intersection at the same time, and who has the right of way? Who had that in their head as their picture of joy this morning? Nobody. Okay. Interesting. That one must have been a fluke, I guess. I bet a bunch of you will have this next one though, Chip, if you'd give us the next slide. Yeah, okay. I know some of you were thinking about the North Carolina Department of Revenue codes, right? Where are you? No? Okay, no takers. Give us the next one, Chip. The Ten Commandments, who had that one? Anybody? No, not there. What else, Chip? Tort law, who had tort law? Statutes, legal statutes? No? Okay, nothing? I think that's the last one, isn't it, Chip? Yeah, thank you. Okay. You mean to tell me then that not a single person in this room pictured any of these laws or general statutes or rules when they pictured a scene of joy? No, of course not, right? I'm being silly to make my point that when we think of joy, rules and instructions are not what we think of. And yet, here in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And I've said these things to you so that my joy may be in y'all and that y'all's joy may be complete." Which is basically Jesus saying that when we think about commandments, we should think about joy. And the reason we should follow his commandments is joy, and not just God's joy at us following his instructions, right? But Jesus says specifically that the whole reason for these commands is our joy. Or you might have noticed I said y'all's joy, because that's the way that the Greek has it. The joy of the whole community is what these commands of Jesus are about. And community is what good rules should always be about. Traffic laws at intersections to keep us safe in community together on the roads and minimize injuries. Tax laws to protect vital community funding for resources like roads and emergency services and health care. Tort law to... No, I have no idea what tort law is about. You have to track down somebody else to tell you about that. But the Ten Commandments, and all of God's laws, for that matter, all of Jesus' commands, they're not about God's control over us. They're not about punishment. And they're certainly not about some sort of salvation transaction where if we follow them, then Jesus saves us. The Ten Commandments and all of God's laws for us are about the good of the community. They're about protecting the gifts of our relationships with God and our relationships with each other. If you've ever worked with kids, you sort of know about this, right? Kids are not allowed in the road, not because adults secretly want to keep the roads for ourselves, but because it's dangerous, right? Because we want to protect them. Sometimes that's hard for a child to understand. Marcus is on a kick right now with his battery-operated plastic John Deere tractor, and that boy wants to be in the road on the tractor all the time, right? But we have rules set up so that we can keep him safe. He doesn't go in the road without mom and dad. We're working on it. I think it's starting to get through. It's hard for kids to get, but it's not always even necessary that they understand why this rule exists, so long as they follow the rules set up for folks who care about them. Because even if they don't understand, if they'll listen, if they'll follow the rules, they're better off, right? They're safe. Well, in God's commands, we have the one who created us, the one who formed us and knows us. We have that one looking out for us, setting up boundaries for the sake of community, for the sake of relationships, all so that we might have joy in our lives together with each other and with God. It's about relationship at its core. When you were picturing the scene of joy in your head, right, I knew full well that it wasn't going to be traffic laws or rules that you were thinking of. But I do suspect that for many of us, there was a common denominator here about that moment of joy, and probably it was relationships, right? You were probably thinking about moments with friends and family, weddings maybe, births. And I'm not discounting that other things can bring joy, right? A particularly good tomato or a porch swing with just the right breeze. Like, there is joy in that. But the fact is that we weren't made for tomatoes or porch swings. And for our joy to be complete, we need to dwell in the things that we were made for, which is relationships, first with God and then with one another. The joy of relationship is what it's all about. That's what motivates God to come down, teach, heal, proclaim the good news of the kingdom. The joy of relationships is what motivates God and Jesus Christ to face the cross. That's what motivates God to bring us with Jesus through death into life by the power of the resurrection. It's all about the love of God who wants our joy to be complete. People have plenty of reasons that they do church that they show up on Sunday mornings or at Bible studies. Guilt, habit, fear, obligation, peer pressure, mamas and daddies who expect it, whatever, right? And if you're here for those reasons, okay, we'll take it, right? But as a starting point, as an opportunity to tell you a different story, one that starts with the joy of God overflowing into creation, the story that continues with the joy of God coming to be with us in Jesus Christ, the story that leads to our permanent joy in God's kingdom. And in the meantime, Jesus invites us to a foretaste of that feast, of that joy, certainly here at the table, but also in our daily lives. That's what we're doing here, folks. It's about joy, okay? The joy of knowing that even death will not separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, because it can't. Joy is why we are here. The joy that comes when we let go of our destructive tendencies and we follow Jesus. So don't settle for anything else, guilt or fear or obligation. Make the joy complete, Jesus says. Love one another. Amen.
Screen. We believe in
one God, Father of the Almighty, made of earth heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, life from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one redeemed with the Father. Through
rejoicing in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we pray for the witness of the church, the wholeness of creation, and all who are in need. Ending each petition, hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Holy God, your voice calls us to worship. Where discord bellows within the church, unite us in harmony. Where we lack direction, guide us in singing your song, each with our unique voices. We lift up in prayer all congregations seeking leadership, and particularly our neighbors at St. Luke's in Tyro and Grace Lutheran in Thomasville during their call process. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Holy One, you hear all of our concerns, all of our moans and groans. Where lament and distress resound, send us, Lord, to listen. Send us to comfort. Send us to build relationships rooted in your justice and peace. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Comfort, Lord, all those cut off from their communities and all who feel like they suffer alone. Accompany those who are frightened and who have no one to turn to. Give rest to overworked caregivers. Uplift those suffering with mental illness. Care for all those who are sick or in need. Today we pray especially for Burnett, Jane, Marshall, Bobby, Jana, Harold, the family of Tootie, Barbara, Billy, Gracie, David, Scott, Jeff, the family of Bob, Chuck, Brianna, Brad, David, Judy, Angel and Alexandria, Daryl, Wayne, Eddie, Kathy, Philip, and all those we name now. Sarah. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We give you thanks, gracious Lord, for the gift of education. We pray that you would be near to all teachers and students who are struggling to keep their energy levels up to do the work that is before them. We pray, God, that you would sustain them, give them the focus they need to face what remains in this year and to finish well. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We entrust these and all our prayers to you, gracious Lord. Receive them by the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share a sign of Christ's peace. Just a reminder that our basket offering goes to support the teen parent program today.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy,
holy, holy Lord, Lord God of glory and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In
the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
The gifts of God for the people of God. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. God of abundance, with this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. We'll say together our mission statement, which is on page 5 of your bulletin. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. If you're a member of the cemetery committee, if you join us for a brief meeting in the parlor, let's say, or the fellowship hall that way, and in the meantime, for the rest of us, go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.